Hotmail.com. Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Those toll-free numbers, by the way, brought to you by ProXPN. Our website actually allows you to create the content that you see there as you visit the front site, the front page of the site. You'll see numbered items as you scroll down the page. All of those items, 100% of them, were submitted by listeners like you and then voted upon by listeners like you. You can vote whether you like or dislike by voting up or down, and you do have to have a free Reddit account in order to accomplish that, as well as an account on freetalklive.com. But once you get those two linked together, and that's a very simple process, you'll be good to go to use freetalklive.com and help us decide some of the things to talk about on the radio wave. So, again, get interactive over there. It's completely free. With you in the studio, Ian here.
Nemi.
And Mark.
Big news coming out of our very own Keene, New Hampshire today. We haven't talked about the Robin Hood case in quite a while here on Free Talk Live. And, well, honestly, that's because there hasn't been much to say. The hearing in court, the 3 days that we spent in court, that happened months ago, and the judge had not yet rendered a decision until yesterday. Now, just to bring our new listeners up to speed, what is it that I mean when I say Robin Hooding?
So Robin Hooding is a, it's a group of people here in Keene, New Hampshire. They've got an international press for their practice of going around and feeding meters so that people don't get parking tickets. Now, it would be incorrect to just say they sort of randomly run around with nickels and make sure that every meter's full. What they do, in fact, is that they, you know, there's at the time that Robin Hooding was at its peak before the lawsuit here, it was, I think, three total meter professionals.
Yeah, parking enforcers.
Parking enforcers. So there were three parking meter maids, and what they would do is they'd target the meter maids. They'd say, huh, I wonder where the tickets come from. It's those people over there. And so they would mill about the parking enforcers. If there'd be two or three Robin Hooders going along ahead of the parking enforcer and feeding meters, the parking enforcer would, in this case, they try to run all over the place. Apparently they don't care about fed meters. They care about, I don't know, giving tickets. So they'd run all over the place, hide behind dumpsters, you know,
duck down
and
alleyways.
Dodge. Yeah, it was crazy. So, of course, what are the Robin Hooders doing? They're running around trying to stay in front of the meter readers. This is harassment. Now, handing out tickets and putting them on people's cars, not harassment. Trying to prevent that from happening, harassment.
Through filing lawsuits, through ridiculous no trespass orders that have been issued against some Robin Hooders, or at least one of them that, by the way, has been overturned as illegal.
Yeah, that was thrown out, yeah.
That's correct. Well, the case is about to be dismissed, but there's a period of time where the city can file a motion to reconsider, and that period of time has yet to expire, but it's expected that that case will be thrown out. So the city of Keene lost the case about the Robin Hooder who'd been banned from the Central Park or Central Square here
town. Right.
And that was like a few weeks ago. They lost the case against me with the smoke alarms. They tried to take that to the Supreme Court. That was kicked back in their face by the Supreme Court. And now they've lost the Robin Hood cases. Both Robin Hood cases, the civil cases that have been brought by the city of Keene against the liberty activists here in the area, six of us, including myself, has been dismissed in a 17-page, I guess it's not really an order, it's a notice of decision
right. From
the court. The full 17-page notice has been OCR'd. It has been posted over at freekeene.com. It's the top story over at Freekeene right now, and it gives you some more detail in what Judge John C. Kissinger Jr. was thinking in this case. And you know he had to be really careful in this case because This was a clear free speech issue, and our attorney, John Meyer, who is just a miracle as far as I'm concerned.
He was phenomenal.
He's awesome, and he's always been great, and he works for free, which is really incredible. He's just a really principled guy. I mean, he's got a business.
On issues that he cares about.
Right. I mean, he's got a business. Like, he's an employment law guy by trade, so he gets paid for those cases. But with us, he's been very, very generous and has worked pro bono, and he's one of the top free speech attorneys in the country. He stepped up. He did an awesome job. Anybody that's seen the video footage from the 3 days' worth of court hearings knows how talented this gentleman is. And he got his case dismissed. They dismissed the first case. The city had filed two cases against the activists. One, the first case they'd filed was back in May, the initial case, which basically was asking the judge to issue what they call a preliminary injunction. They wanted a real quick move by the judge. They wanted the judge to issue this preliminary injunction. Then later, you can listen to the arguments and listen to the full evidence. But here's what we're saying. We're saying we're being harassed by these Robin Hooders. The Robin Hooders are threatening the parking enforcers. They are intimidating the parking enforcers. And therefore, this needs to stop. Sure, we understand free speech. Sure, we understand your right to protest.
It's not about the money.
It's not about the money.
It's
was a big point.
It's about safety.
Made. Yeah, and so they've please just issue this preliminary injunction. The judge did not issue the preliminary injunction. He instead scheduled 3 days worth of full court day hearings to hear the so-called evidence in the case consider a preliminary injunction.
Truthfully, he scheduled half a day at first.
That's true. It ended up being 3 days.
It ended up being 3 days
because of the city and
evidence. Yeah. That's it. That was phenomenal.
So let's see. So that was the first case. Then before the completion of the first case, they filed a second case, which was essentially the same allegations. This time they were seeking damages and they wanted it to go to a jury trial. So initially their claim was, as you pointed out, Nemi, that, oh, it's not about the money. It's not about the fact that we've not written 5,000 tickets. This was as of May. It's right. Probably 6,000 or 7,000 by now. But that, oh, yeah, we're 5,000 tickets lower than we otherwise would have been because the Robin Hooders have saved that many people from tickets, which means that they haven't gotten that revenue out
of
all those.
We're scared for everybody's safety.
Right. This isn't about revenue, they said in the first suit. And actually, there was interviews in the media to that extent as well. They were asked by media, you know, is this about revenue? And they said, no, it's none of it. It's our employees. We're protecting our employees from harassment. Well, then the second lawsuit comes out in September, and all of this has been chronicled at freekeen.com. If you go to Freekeen, you click on the Robin Hood tag, and you can just scroll back and you can look at all the stuff, all the court documents, all the video from the court procedures, everything. So this second lawsuit gets filed, and this time they come right out and they admit it. It is about revenue. It's about revenue that they lost from the tickets. It's about the money that they lost having to send the bureaucrats to treatment. It's about the money they've lost on the attorneys, which rumor has it, they spent about $25,000. They said,
of course they did. I mean, you know,
they may have spent their. We thought they were using an insurance policy to pay for these attorneys.
Your rates are still going to go up if you do that. So, yeah, I mean, of course they went into some hotshot lawyer's office in Concord, New Hampshire, and said, hey, we've got a little problem. Do you think they're going to help us? And of course the lawyer said, of course we can help you. We have a solid case here. Yep. We'll take this. We'll litigate. We'll drive them into the sea.
We'll take your money.
And the people of the city of the Keene, New Hampshire, now have to pony up the money because their bureaucrats and politicians are a bunch of mouth-breathing morons that don't understand the First Amendment. Sorry. I mean, that's what it comes down to. Nobody likes getting called dumb, but this was dumb.
By the city, you mean?
The city was offered an opportunity to deal with the Robin Hooders, to come to an agreement on how we would go about this. They didn't want a deal.
No.
They wanted to use force and violence. They wanted to use their court system. They got it run right up their keister, and they deserve it. And the people that live in this town that continue to vote these people in deserve it. Sorry, if you don't like it, go to the polls. About 5% of people vote in this town, and you like this? Go ahead. Vote him back in. You don't like it? Sit home and complain always do.
Now, let's be clear. Most of the actions in this case were brought not by elected politicians, but by the city bureaucrats.
The politicians can fire the bureaucrats in a moment.
And it's probably covered by some sort of insurance anyway.
Well, that's the question, because normally cities do have insurance to cover things like court cases and that sort of thing. But according to the, I don't know if I should say who it was, according to someone I spoke with on the phone who's a reporter, they talked to the city manager, and the city manager told them that it was $20,000 to $25,000 for the attorney's fees that they paid.
Wow.
Which says to me they didn't use their insurance policy. Hmm. But either way, if they did use their insurance policy, then yes, their insurance rates will go up, and maybe they would be dropped by their insurance company if the rates are that bad. More coming up here in moments. We'll tell you more. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm David Hall, founder of the Diamond Gusset Jean Company, and this year I'm thankful for the brush fires of liberty that are spreading across this great nation. We invite you to avoid the holiday rush and enjoy some great discounts at DiamondLiberty.com. Our 100% all-American-made authentic jeans offer the highest standards of quality, comfort, and style. With our trademark gusset, I promise you will enjoy an experience and comfort that no other pair of jeans offers. Diamond Gusset is proud to sponsor Liberty Media Outlets, and your support enables us to continue doing so. So stay home, give thanks, enjoy time with family, and shop with us online at DiamondLiberty.com. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Blue Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Trauma Max, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
take control of the airwaves and do it toll-free at 855-453. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. Skype us at username lrn.fm. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. Maybe you'd like to join together with other people who feel like you do, people who love the ideas of liberty, people who understand that in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free, that being free is all about living your life how you want. So long as you don't hurt anybody else, you should be able to do what you please. Now, if you want to be around other people who actually think like that, because let me tell you, they're in short supply in most places. If you want to be around other people like that, then join the Free State Project and get your butt up to New Hampshire and get active here. We've got over 1,500 people that are already here as part of the Free State Project. Over 15,000 are pledged to be here, so many thousands more pledged to make the move still. Many of them won't be moving until we reach 20,000. So we're still trying to hit that goal. That is the ultimate goal of the Free State Project, to reach 20,000 liberty-loving individuals who will all make the move to New Hampshire and get active. We've already seen amazing success stories. The Robin Hood case is just the latest in a long line of wonderful, successful activism and outreach that's making a difference, a positive difference in the community, I think. And a huge vindication for the activists today. Again, go to freestateproject.org to learn more about that. That's the reason why Mark and I are here. Nene, you had the good fortune to be born here in New Hampshire. And so you have seen this influx of people who've come here and have gotten active and really, I think, stirred things up in the state.
I think it really, the people I've met have really kind of taken New Hampshire back to the New Hampshire I knew growing up.
That's a big thing to say.
Yeah, I really
not until
do.
The Claremont decision is overturned.
Well, that's true. The Claremont's a biggie, but I really do. I think it was a sore lack of liberty-minded people here. There was definitely a decline in probably my teens and 20s, and then New Hampshire was chosen, and people started moving, and it's just been fantastic.
And again, we're just barely getting started, so there's a lot of growth that still has yet to happen. We're just barely kind of laying the groundwork for what's coming next, and there's already been just amazing stories. And that's what we're sharing with you right now, the latest about the Robin Hood case. Cases dismissed. Not just one case dismissed, but both of the City of Keene's cases against the Robin Hooders, which included me, as six activists, including Robin Hood, James Cleveland, Pete from Cop Block, Kate from Cop Block. Let's see, who else? Graham is one of the cop blockers. Garrett Ian, who's also a New Hampshire native.
Yeah.
He's the guy from freeconquered.org, the guy with the hair.
Graham's a New Hampshire native.
Graham is also native, thank you. And
most of the people on
actually half of the Robin Hooders are
exactly half
of those natives.
Okay.
Yes. Half of the sued Robin Hooders. Okay. There are other Robin Hooders that were not named in the suit that would not have been affected by it. So they lost, and the full recap is there at freekeen.com for you. If you want to take a closer look, you can look at the 17-page decision by the judge in the case. One excerpt I pulled from the article is, the court agrees with the respondents that their free speech rights under the First Amendment of the Federal Constitution will be violated by permitting the city to move forward on any of the claims in this action or the more recent action, or by granting the requested preliminary and permanent injunctive relief. So denied.
Excellent. I think that's wonderful. I guess my next question is, how much money do the Robin Hooders win for all their time wasted? It was 3 days in court.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of preparation that the lawyer did.
And just stress of going through it.
Yeah. I mean, just nonsense. And everybody's time was wasted.
Yeah,
the city paid all kinds of money, too. I'd like to see the taxpayers compensated out of the paychecks of the people whose idea it was to bring this suit. Now, obviously, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, it would be
nice.
And
this is the primary reason that I did not move, into the city of Keene. Now, I'm sure they're shedding tears all over Keene tonight that I don't live there. But, this place is awful. And
it's a challenge. I mean, if you go to the 150 reasons to move to Keene, there is a section called challenges because if you expect
big government folks.
Okay. If you expect liberty to be something that's going to be handed to you on a silver platter, Sorry, well, it's nonsense. Not going to work like that.
Yeah, that's obviously nonsense.
You're going to, and they're going to face challenges. You're going to face opposition, and you're going to face it from the people who have the greatest stake in the current game, which are the city bureaucrats and the state bureaucrats. These are the people who, you know, they're probably good people in their personal lives.
Sure
they're probably great to their family members, and, you know, they're probably decent folks. It's just that they're working for an organization that, to its heart, is corrupt and based in immorality. The idea of the state is to force its way upon people. It's men and women forcing themselves and their viewpoint on other men and women, and it needs to stop. It's a terrible old idea, and it needs to go away. But it's not going to go away quietly, and it's not going to go away without thrashing around and probably hurting some people on the way out the door.
That's true.
So, you know, I moved to Keene knowing that it was going to be a challenge. That's what I was looking for. I wasn't looking to just run away into the woods, and that's fine. I respect people who want to run away into the woods. There's a time and there's a place for
I
that.
I think to say run away into the woods.
Yeah, that's not respect.
No, that's not
respect.
That's not respect.
It's nonsense.
My heart goes out to you, sweetie.
Right. Well, you know, I guess it's really about a couple of issues. If that's what. If you feel like I'm besmirching your Free Keene project, that's not what my intention is. The fact
no,
is,
you're just saying it wasn't right for you, and
this
that's
is
fine.
All. This is happening all over America. I don't want to live and have to deal on a day-to-day basis with this nonsense when right next door are towns, all of them pretty much, which don't have the same challenges that Keene has, so one can bring more liberty to one's life immediately by moving for the Free State Project is one of the points I'm trying to make.
Sure, you can make that point, but then again, once you start to show yourself as a liberty-minded person, even in a small town,
yeah,
you're going to
yeah.
see the same pushback. There was a woman who lived in your town named Pam Martins, and
no political power.
Just doesn't
writing.
Matter. She came out and she made a whole big old stink about you and me and the other activists in it, Pete Eyre from CopBlock.org and the other activists in the area.
Pleasant having to deal with her.
And she, you know, that's because she became aware of some of the things were going on, and somehow she found out about you, Mark, and found out that you lived in the same town. So my point is, if you're going to do activism, you're going to come up against opposition. It's fine if you want to live out in the woods where things are easier, they're not as challenging. It's not right for everybody to live in the city, but somebody had to.
Just this city.
Oh, you think it's going to be an easy cakewalk to do the same thing in Manchester? Look, brother, you go to jail in Manchester, you're going to have a real hard time.
I don't go to jail. Different challenges in different cities.
Well, that's because you're not standing up against, you know, in a way that challenges directly the power of the people in the state. If you were to do that, and you've proposed doing things like that, Mark. You did propose at one time going to the Concord State House and holding some sort of a weapon in your hand as a felon to challenge that particular law. That would
a
likely
plastic butter knife.
If they made a move
that
on you,
really
that would likely end you up in a jail cell.
Indeed.
So don't act like it wouldn't happen to you. As soon as you challenge the state enough, there's a good chance they're going to target you and they will put you in a cage. That's just the way it is. And it's okay to not stand up directly against the state. It's okay to go and vote and run for political office and do all the things that are just low risk, or at least people like to think they're low risk. Fact is, if you have political success, odds are good you're going to be targeted too. It just feels like it's
probably not put in jail. I mean, it doesn't happen too often.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to happen too often. But when Julia ran for city council here, they threatened her with felony charges.
They sure did.
For offering to give away her city council paycheck
yep.
to a random voter. They said that was running a gambling operation. So, again, these people are serious about protecting their monopoly. And they still have monopolies in smaller towns. So my idea was to focus on probably one of the worst areas of New Hampshire, which is Keene, New Hampshire, one of the most corrupt, one of the absolute biggest government areas in New Hampshire, but it's still New Hampshire where things are relatively small government. We're coming up. Free Talk.
Yes, family and friends are gathering to give gifts and wish health and security. But why not enhance cell phone and wireless device security all year with Block It Pocket, a family-owned American business? We now have two spectacular holiday specials. Find them now at our new website, blockitpocket.com, or call 888-315-9618. Hurry, holiday special ends Christmas Day. Give the gift of security from blockitpocket.com. Wishing you health, freedom, and liberty.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. Maybe you've got some thoughts you want to share on the Robin Hood saga, which the latest installment was written today. At freekeen.com, you can see the 17-page notice of decision from Cheshire Superior Court Judge John C. Kissinger Jr. that determined that the city of Keene's cases, both of them, against the Robin Hooders in town, the people who save people from getting parking tickets, have been dismissed. And that's awesome news. I didn't really know what to expect. And we're going to continue with that discussion here. Again, 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number, brought to you by ProXPN.
ForcefieldEnergy.com is a company that does that works in energy, obviously. It's right in their name. And the trend in energy right now is saving energy, because we're moving into the future. Devices need to use less and less energy. Now I'm putting in my home LED lighting as much as I can. I'm switching out things as mm-hmm. as stuff burns out. Those fluorescent bulbs are supposed to last forever and ever. They don't.
They suck.
Yeah, they're awful. And LED, just so much better. So yeah. I think that's the wave of the future. I think a lot of people agree with me that LED lighting's coming on. And Force Field Energy does industrial level installation. So if you've got, as small as a restaurant, as large as a warehouse, a mall, a hospital, even city streets.
Mm-hmm.
They do it. They do the installation. And they have financing for these institutions, these businesses, to be able to save money immediately. I don't mean buy our product and save money, spend a lot of money to save a little bit of money, that kind of save. I mean the financing. There's such a savings in LED that the financing percentage is low enough that they're immediately saving money. As soon as they turn the lights on, it costs less than the old bulbs. Forcefieldenergy.com. If you think that that's a good business model, then you should invest in their stock, right? It makes sense. It's $5. Last I looked, it was $5.80 a share. That means anybody can get in. All you need is a brokerage account. It's FNRG is the ticker symbol. Just go ahead and look them up. If you get a brokerage account, you can buy in. It's Force Field Energy. Now, obviously, this is an investment. Investments have risk. I've done my research. You need to do yours. I think when you do, you'll come to the same conclusion I have. But it's your money. You need to do your research. That's FNRG. It's $5.78 a share right now.
If you recall earlier this year, it was May when the first Robin Hood lawsuit was filed against the activists in the Keene area who have really made a splash in the media as a result of the lawsuit. So ultimately, we ended up sending flowers. I believe, Nemi, you were one of the flower delivery people.
I delivered the flowers.
And we
that
sent,
was so fun.
Yeah, we sent flowers to the city bureaucrats to say thank you for the millions of dollars of press coverage
yes.
that their lawsuit brought against us. So not only, Mark, did you you expressed earlier that these city aggressors, these people who keep coming after the activists, they just keep on coming. You know, they want to protect their power and their control and their influence.
But they're not
their,
even doing it right.
Or
if they wanted to hire me as a consultant, I could have stopped the Robin Hooders inside of a couple of months. But, you know, they'd much rather use their systems.
Well, that's all they know. All they know is violence. So they come after us. They file this lawsuit in May. And the union leader ran a story about it. And that's all it took. Because I've got a small email list. I've got, for freekeen.com, I have about 55 emails that I can send a news release to. And I've curated this list over the years from every news person in New Hampshire and some from AP and a couple other, couple Boston stations. But mostly it's regional. And so we can send news releases to this list. And so that's what I did initially when they filed that first suit. That release got picked up, turned into an article in the Union Leader. That one article exploded into just this avalanche of press coverage. I remember I was traveling for one of our radio conferences. I don't know, maybe it was Bitcoin at the time. Anyway, I was traveling at the time, and my phone was blowing up while I was on the road with interview after interview after interview. And it wasn't just me that was being interviewed. There were two or three other Robin Hooders that
yeah.
were also actively taking interviews. And we couldn't handle, one person couldn't handle all of the interviews that were coming in. So we had Good Morning America, Fox News, The Telegraph. I mean,
was it something out of India?
Boston, New York.
Yeah, there were a few foreign language publications that picked up the story. So, I mean, it was an international story. Headlines everywhere about this. Now, a big question is, will there be even near the level of follow-up? Highly doubt it. I highly doubt there are going to be a tenth of the amount of stories that we got on the initial run.
Because people like the conflict. They don't like the resolution.
Oh, right. And it was newsy, right? Like, this was a newsworthy story. City goes after Good Samaritans, which is exactly what they had done. And, of course, the city people hated
it. City's like, no, you don't understand. These people are bad.
Yes.
My God,
right.
They're bad. Look at his hair. They're bad.
Yeah, that's right.
But right. Every one of these shots had Garrett Ian's big, giant, like, foot-high
right.
afro in it.
And that was actually a really kind of an attractive thing for a lot of people because he's so noticeable. He really stands out and is very interesting to look at. So
and has fantastic hair.
Just the we were told that just the time, the 2 minutes that this story got on Good Morning America, just that was worth something like $2 million a minute or something like that. Like if you were to buy a minute's worth of time as an advertiser on that show, that's what it would cost you. That's the claim. I don't know where I heard that, but you combine Good Morning America with all those other sources.
I think it's fair to say that you got millions
several
and millions
of dollars
of
free
yeah.
positive press coverage. The negative press coverage came from the local newspaper, if you want to count anything as negative.
The local newspaper is nothing but a bunch of shill for this the government politicians.
Now, I don't think that that's necessarily true of all of the people that work for the local newspaper.
It sure comes off that way. I get that paper. I pay for it. I see it every day.
Well, I feel like Kyle Jarvis, who's the local reporter, has done a pretty fair job with his reporting. But generally, the editorial view of the newspaper is one that falls with the state. It falls with the city. And they printed this just slanderous, this libelous letter from the city manager where he claims that we're harassing his employees. And that, because it's one thing to, apparently in the legal system, if you file a lawsuit in the civil court, you can make all kinds of allegations against somebody in that suit, and those are protected allegations. However, if you make the same allegations publicly in some other venue, as the city manager did in the local newspaper in one of the letters that he wrote to the paper about this, as the city manager saying that we're harassing, saying that we're intimidating, that we're threatening the employees.
Right. That's full-on slander.
That's straight-up libel in that case,
yes.
Because it's been written down, it's been recorded. So, but I'm not the kind of person who, you know, is going to continue to bring aggressive.
I think you guys absolutely
action.
Should.
I think you should too.
Yeah, I know. Everybody always tells me that. You know, you've done some Robin Hooding, Nemi. You could do the same thing if you wanted to. But there are six people in this case. If one of them wants to bring some sort of action against the city, that's their business. I've got enough to do with my time.
Agreed.
That's fair. Right on.
I don't think it's wrong. Like you. If it's an excuse to not do it because, I think it's wrong and it's aggressive and all that stuff, I don't agree with that at all.
Right.
I'm busy, I don't feel like doing it, well, that's completely
for me, it's
legit.
Kind of both. I feel like it's escalating conflict. I don't really feel like that's necessary. I did tell John Meyer that I wouldn't oppose him if he wanted to, because he mentioned, it was my attorney, he mentioned that he might be wanting to go after the city for attorney's fees.
I think that's fantastic.
And I don't think there's anything I really would have to, you know, I'm not really a factor in that. I'm just like not going to oppose him. I would support him on that if that's mm-hmm. something he wanted to do. And if he decided he didn't want to, I would support him on that too. Basically, my relationship with this man is, whatever you say, John Meyer, I'm happy that you're helping. He is just an amazing attorney, and I'm so grateful that he's been helping us pro bono with all of this. So again, Robin Hooders win today. The order was issued yesterday. It got to me this morning, and I immediately blogged it and put it online. So again, you can go to freekeen.com and pick that up there. Aside from that, the Robin Hooding continues. It never stopped. One of the questions that I had received on Facebook was, are you guys going to Robin Hood? Well, we haven't stopped Robin Hooding. The Robin Hooding has continued throughout the court hearings, throughout all of this last several months as this case has been moving through the court system. And Robin Hooding will continue on. They were in the streets today, as a matter of fact. In fact, I think it'll be very interesting when they manage to corner the parking enforcers and ask them their opinion about how the case is.
I look forward to doing that myself.
Yeah, I would also be interested to hear what they say to you, whether it's on or off camera. So more coming up here in moments, because the city paid a lot of money for these attorneys, these private hotshot attorneys that they brought in here. More coming up. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE.
You know the seven main nightmare scenarios created by runaway spending, instant money creation, and government madness? Every single one of them has the potential to totally wipe you and your family out forever. As the U.S. government gets more desperate by the day, there are no limits to what they'll do next. Capital controls, retirement account seizures, gold confiscation. Now is the time to plan for your financial future before Big Brother steals everything you've ever earned. It's already happened in countries around the world, and it's heading for American soil. Seven of the world's foremost financial experts, like Peter Schiff, have just released their predictions for what's coming next in the U.S. and what you can do to protect yourself. This free report shares info on how to avoid being a slave to the IRS, the NSA, and the federal government. You need to read these predictions now, before it's too late. Get the free report by going to freetalklive.com and clicking on the Economic Nightmares banner. That's freetalklive.com.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-328-6404. That's 877-328-6404. Again, 877-328-6404.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up anything toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's the ProXPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. We've got the mobile site. You can go to m, as in mobile, freetalklive.com, and you can tune into the show via our live streams that we have there, m.freetalklive.com, plus access our podcast. If you care about privacy, you need ProXPN when you're online. And the cool thing about ProXPN is you can use it on more than one device, which I really think is a neat feature. So you can put it on your laptop. When you're using your laptop, you can be on ProXPN. Maybe you're at a coffee shop, for instance. Maybe you're at some sort of remote location like a school or a workplace. ProXPN provides you with essentially a virtual private network. You can connect to servers all around the world with their premium account, and your data that you're sending through ProXPN is encrypted. It encrypts all of your internet communications, so therefore nobody can spy on you. The internet service provider cannot log your sites that you're visiting anymore, which they're probably doing right now. They're probably logging every website you visit for at least 6 months, maybe even as long as 5 years in some ISPs' cases. Not only that, they're also likely logging your Google searches or whatever searches you're doing. So if you want to keep that from happening, use ProXPN, because ProXPN doesn't log those things. In fact, they don't keep any logs on you. ProXPN.com/FTL. You can go and get started there And in addition to that, you can download their app for Windows, Mac, iOS, or Android. It works for pretty much every operating system, even Linux. You don't get an app for Linux. There's a little setup process that you have to go through. But you can make ProXPN work for everything out there for the most part, and it'll protect you from prying and spying online. And it's a really useful service. I'm using it on my laptop frequently and on my desktop as well. ProXPN.com/FTL. Go get signed up. Use code FTL20 and save 20% off the price of their premium account, which gives you unlimited bandwidth, and there's no limitations at that point on the things that you can do with ProXPN. You can use torrents, for instance, through ProXPN. Again, proxpn.com/FTL. Use code FTL20. Save 20%. You want to save 33%? Just pay for your annual plan with Bitcoin at proxpn.com/FTL. So just a few more thoughts on the Robinhood situation here. It's been a great day for the activists here in the Keene area, which it's been a several, actually, court cases that we've had positive decisions on from the state, which is very unusual for the activism movement here. Normally, we're used to just taking losses, but this year we've had several wins. I had the win in Palmer, Massachusetts, where I actually got a settlement in the case where they arrested me illegally for having a video camera in town hall. I got a $5,000 settlement out of that. There was the case with the no trespass order that was overturned against me and several other activists, where we were banned from the courthouse for life. That case, they ultimately lost, thanks to attorney John Meyer, the same attorney in the Robin Hood case. Graham Coulson, who's one of the Robin Hooders, had his case, or his no trespass order, overturned as unconstitutional in his case, where they banned him from Central Square here in Keene, New Hampshire, which was another win for John Meyer. I won the smoke alarm case on my own without any assistance from counsel, and that went to the Supreme Court. It was bounced back in the face of the city because the city blew it when they filed the case. They were supposed to get approval from the Attorney General's office before filing it. They never did that, and they did not acquire that approval in time, so they lost at the Supreme Court level on that one. And now the Robin Hood cases, where they just lost two. I mean, they've lost
like a pretty big oversight to not notify the AG.
Doesn't it? Yeah. Well, I mean, they were given a chance to kind of do it after the fact by the court. They were given time to correct the problem.
And they didn't.
And they weren't able to get the AG. Even though the AG's office made a filing in the smoke alarm case to the Supreme Court, arguing that they shouldn't have to file. So the AG's office did come to the city's aid to some extent.
Hmm.
They never actually approved the case in the long run.
I see.
So case dismissed on that count, case dismissed on this count, case dismissed.
It's been a great year. Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't want to get cocky or anything like that, but it has been the best year thus far for the liberty activist community across New Hampshire, but specifically here in Keene. So go to freekeen.com to get the latest on that situation. And whatever your activism style, there it's happening here in New Hampshire. We actually had a lady visiting today from, I'm not sure exactly where, she's been a few different places, but an older lady, probably in her maybe late 60s, I'm not real good at judging age, but nice older lady looking at making the move to New Hampshire. She found the Free State Project at a Campaign for Liberty conference. So the Free State Project had a table set up there, and it was the first time she'd ever heard of it before, and she loved the idea, came up to check it out, and, you know, she was wondering about the different kinds of activism that go on here, because not everybody, you know, wants to get arrested, and there is there's a misconception that, well, if you move to Keene, you're going to get arrested.
No,
that's not necessarily.
Well, I didn't want to get arrested. I'll put that out there, but I certainly did get arrested twice in the last year.
Well, that was for traffic driving-related things, right?
Yeah, suspension after revocation for failing to pay a fine that had been submitted and mysteriously lost, ultimately.
Mm.
Good times in my life.
They take that driving stuff seriously. They put people in jail and
sure
prison
do.
For that stuff here in New Hampshire. But you also, you know, there's going to be bureaucratic mishaps that will result in things like that. Mm-hmm. But for the most part,
dozens of activists in the Cheshire County, Monadnock region who have never been arrested.
That's right.
The majority of them.
Yeah. So it's certainly true that arrests do garner a level of attention that, say, testifying at the State House doesn't. And for good reason. You know, arrests have sizzle. And State House testimony almost never has sizzle. So
I don't know if that's true. It just doesn't get necessarily beyond the C-SPAN level of TV coverage.
It's because there's no sizzle. It's boring.
It's just not news. I mean, unless they're trying to legislate something incredibly stupid. It just doesn't go anywhere as far as news goes. I'm not saying that I don't consider that to be a very important activism or the most important activism. I'm just saying that nobody wants – there's nothing to watch. Old people talking into microphones.
Right. I think that's true to a good extent. So there are times where it rises above, I think, when we have gay marriage legalized here, certainly when there's standing room only or overflow people in the halls. I mean, this is – what, Mark, you know the stat off the top of your head, the third largest hall of...
Yeah, it's the third largest legislative body in the English-speaking world, the fourth largest, I believe, on the planet.
So they are still in their original quarters, so this representative's hall seats some 400 people. To see that standing room only with people for witnesses, it gets very passionate, actually.
So, sure it does, but you can only put so much of that on the news because it's boring.
True.
When people are talking into microphones in front of state commissioners or bureaucrats or politicians. Now, you know, in those instances that you're talking about, it is likely that media will show up and they'll tape a lot of the testimony and they'll take two sentences from, you know, two of the individuals that
the most
spoke.
Striking.
Yeah, yeah. Whatever is the most interesting thing that somebody said all day. In one of the marijuana ones recently, I went as a representative of New Hampshire organized crime and kind of a tongue-in-cheek testimony, a little bit of satire, and I got mentioned because that was unusual. I got mentioned, and they didn't mention my name, but they did talk about what I had done in front of the hearing.
Who wants to be mentioned by in that case?
Right. The testimony that happened when two individuals, who I believe are both Free State Project participants, went in front of some sort of committee at the State House and delivered speeches from movies, one of them delivering the Edgar Friendly speech from Demolition Man, the other one delivering, what was the other one? I think it was one of the speeches from V for Vendetta, from, who was the bad guy in V for Vendetta, the big bad guy? John Hurt, whatever his character
the hand,
was.
I can't remember.
The boss, the guy that's always on the telescreens, the big guy on the telescreens. They gave Sutler, Commissioner Sutler or whatever, and Adam Sutler. So they actually performed those speeches, and it was kind of it was almost street theater. It was basically street theater. I mean, they came in dressed like they should be dressed, like real nice, like, for a state house testimony, and then just proceeded to launch into a speech. Obviously, many of the state reps had no idea what was going on. They didn't know they were, you know, just
they were
being used.
They were trying to gavel them down in some cases, though.
No, but it was hilarious, and that made some news as well, because it was unusual. Typically, going to state house and testifying is very usual, which is why it's not newsworthy. Because something has to be unusual, it has to be unique, something that's atypical before it'll get reported. Generally. I mean, that's generally how news works. And so that's not to say I don't go and do testimony at the state house. I've done plenty of it. And I will continue to do that. Because you can only get arrested so many times. And once you end up with a record, the further arrests that you have
become
more difficult.
Yeah, the novelty wears off, too.
Well, I wouldn't say you want to get arrested because it's novel, necessarily.
It's kind of being sarcastic.
Okay.
It doesn't get more fun with practice, I guess.
It gets easier with
Does
practice.
It?
Oh, yeah.
The confrontation, but not the jailing.
I would say it gets easier on all fronts. All right. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can take control. Hour 2's next. Felony charges for pruning plants. We'll tell you about it coming up.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
Name's Mark, and this here beastly hog is Princess. Easy, Princess. Slow to roll. So how does this chopper cowboy save on motorcycle insurance, you ask? Easy. I just strapped on my savings chaps called Geico, and bam. I'm saving so much, my princess, well, she gets treated like a queen.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save. You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called Nuka. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between Nuka and Nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.